New at the movies this weekend, Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, stars in a new crime thriller called Nobody. It's so violent, one of the scenes provided by the studio has no dialogue. It's nothing but fighting. Film critic Christian Toto tells us Nobody had a really strong start, but a poor finish.
He starts out as a pretty mild-mannered fellow, a guy whose home is broken into at the very start of the film, and it looks like he's got the drop on the bad guys, and then he lets his advantage go by the wayside, and all of a sudden, his family is wondering, what happened, Dad? Why didn't you protect us? And he's wondering that too, and he decides to take some steps to figure out what went wrong, and also maybe he needs to find those people who broke into his house. And I'm going to kind of stop right there, because this is the kind of movie where you really have to know very little about what happens next, because you want to be surprised, you want to go on the journey, and it basically has a very, very sharp chain of events. And again, I don't want to go there because I think it ruins some of the fun. Having said all that, there's a lot of violence here. Some of it's cartoonish, some of it's kind of funny. And of course, he's such an interesting actor. I'd watch him in almost anything, but I have to say, this is the kind of action film where it's so detached from reality. And all the potential that started with the film absolutely flies out the window. So this is a disappointment for me. There are some moments, there are some funny lines, and again, he's a very watchable star, and an unconventional one as well. But overall, Nobody just goes into these dark acting directions and starts in a way that makes you think, oh my gosh, this could be fascinating. And it ends up just a lot of noise.
Bad ending. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. I was very intrigued by the start. And, you know, he's the kind of actor who can do anything. He does comedy, he does action, he does drama. I think there's a lot of surprise kind of built into his persona. And there are not many actors you can say that about. So I think that kind of flexibility is wonderful, but I don't think it's really tapped here.
So I'm bringing up the pandemic again, as I so often have in our conversations, because we have gotten used to at least one new Marvel movie a year. And last year, that would have been Black Widow. But because theaters were closed, they held off on it. What's going to happen to Black Widow now? How can we see it?
Well, it was going to come this springtime. It's been bumped into the summer. But more importantly, it's going to be another in-theater experience and at home. It's going to be available on Disney Plus. You'll have to be a subscriber, and you're going to have to pay $30 to rent this particular movie. But if you're going to spend that much money, if not more, in a theater, inviting several people into the movie house, then maybe it kind of is a wash, at least from an economic point of view. But more importantly, this is another sign that streaming is on the rise, that the theatrical experience, gosh, the future really does look cloudy at this point. If you can watch an A-plus style movie at home, would you want to go to the theater? Of course, some people will. Some people still love the theatrical experience. I do too. But when you make more and more of the big blockbusters available at home, in the comfort of your home, you know, we've seen this time and time again. This was the one movie we thought, okay, they've got to see this in the theater. They're going to hold out, make sure the pandemic is waning. But no, it's going to come out this summer in theaters and at home.
And Cruella, the Cruella de Vil origin story, same deal.
Exactly, yeah. There'll be a surcharge on that one as well on Disney Plus. That one's going to come out in May. And again, it's a less proven title. It's part of this whole Disney legacy, but not as sure of a thing as Black Widow. You're going to see it at home, and we'll have to wonder what the box office receipts will be. But I can guarantee it, it won't be a fraction of what it would be in a typical year.
Christian Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He was disappointed by the ending of Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk. That's only in theaters to start out this weekend.